I mean, it's good, but you know, we got to make it carry over. It's not going to be a given. We got to go out and execute again. So we got to have the same mindset and make sure we can stack success and keep moving forward and play good football.
You'll talk about the chemistry you have with Aaron. How would you attribute the development of that chemistry beyond just routes and knowing where guys are? There's a chemistry too.
There is. It takes a long time. I mean, it's 7 years together now. And a lot of meetings, a lot of practice, a lot of reps, a lot of conversations, and a lot of listening on my part. So so it's just doing my job, trying to be on the same page, and we've been able to click now.
Is there such a thing as personalities meshing maybe better than they would with somebody else too?
Maybe. I think on the football field, I don't know how much that would carry over, but I don't know. I guess I think I get along with everyone, so I don't try to be anything crazy, I guess.
You said a lot of listening, but today he did say that over the last couple of years, it's more of you coming to him and telling him things that you see. So obviously there's two parts to that, right?
Yeah, he's trying to make me look good. Yeah, there is. I mean, obviously we're seeing things out there, and it's just the communication level. If it's on the sideline, throughout practice, throughout film, you know, it's just communication trying to put us in the best play. And there's a little bit of that. And, the longer you're here, the more experience you have with them, I guess you get a slight privilege to say some stuff.
I'm sure you've been asked already, but him saying relax last week to the fans on the radio show, what kind of impact did that have here?
I'm not for sure. I think a lot of us were. Every year we managed to play a really bad game, especially offensively. So hopefully that was our one and done now, and we can move forward and, you know, play quality football. So we know we can make plays. We just got to execute, and you know, we were able to do that last week, whatever you want to call it, against Chicago. So I think we're relaxed. We just knew we needed to go execute.
You guys play in all kinds of weather, but if it's raining Thursday and that's the forecast, how does that impact what you want to do specifically?
It'll be wait and see. Obviously, there's different amounts of rain that can cause bigger problems than others. I mean, you look at Tennessee in our preseason game, and then, you know, a mist or something. So it'll be wait and see how it is and what's going on, and you'll just have to deal with it. And like everyone's played in rain, it's not the most enjoyable for us on the outside, but we'll handle it.
You guys were clicking for sure in that last game against the Bears, but how about when you get this running game going? I mean, it's going to open up more things for everybody, right? What's it going to take?
I think we'll just continue to work at whatever we got going that day. Like I said, some defenses are bringing extra guys down the box to prevent us from running, and so we'll take what they give us on the outside. So we'll just continue to work, take what the defense gives us, adjust to it, and just execute and make the plays.
George, does it feel like almost a light at the end of the tunnel? Maybe 3 games in 12 days, you can kind of see Friday on the horizon with a big smile?
A little bit. We know, and it's going to be a big game, so we got to focus on that. You know, I mean, we'll be able to enjoy the weekend and then play 3 more and enjoy the bye week. So I think everyone knows that, but it'll be more enjoyable to go into a bye week 6-2 instead of something else. So we need to get to that point, and that'll start on Thursday.
Thursday night game is a lot of fun. I mean, did they have the same kind of sizzle as a Monday night game?
I don't know. That's a good question. I don't know. I don't know. I don't even know how to. So I mean, the night games always, I think, is great for the crowds. Obviously, they spend a few hours in the parking lot, which is always a good thing. And I think whenever you get under the lights, it has a good time, good feel, good atmosphere. So I mean, it'll be good. And obviously, it's the Vikings, so that'll make it that much better.
Jordan, this morning Greg told us that he sent you a text after, I think, the Jets' performance. How much communication do you still have with him?
Every once in a while, not like daily or weekly, but I check and see what he's up to every week, see what he's doing, and obviously he does the same. And I think if something like that happens, I text JJ after they play the Jets and he had that nice one-handed catch for a touchdown. So just a little bit.
You have much Kansas State purple in your closet anymore?
I do have some. Absolutely. I actually wore a purple tie to the Vikings game a couple years ago. Didn't even pay attention to it. I got on the plane and everyone was like, really? I'm like, what? So, again, don't really think about it. So, but I got some K-State stuff. Mainly more back in Kansas than here.